Coge, atendo a Tilda.
Whoa. Got it. Now, how do you say put the car in reverse?
The car in the reverse.
Once more.
Yet ado dante loan jeske.
Yet ado ajo.
Yet ajo go.
Ajo. Alright. Yet ajo go, the next one.
Yet ajo dante loan jeske.
Da ha.
Dante loan. Ajeske.
Dila. Wo. Ajeske, right?
Yes.
Ajeske. Alright. Someone gets out to give directions. How would you say that?
Ado tatatilwo.
Alright. Tla.
Tatatilwo.
Tla. Da. Jila.
Wo.
Simple. Jemand springt heraus und gibt Befehlungen, das Auto. Let's see. Not. Oh god, my German is terrible. Give back, drive backwards. Das Auto rückwärts zu fahren, I think. Something like that. Go ahead. Drive backwards. How would you say that?
Also hat er den
Ta.
Ah, Zuko.
Ah.
Ah, Zuko.
Zuko.
Hush. At den Wo.
Ah. Dilla.
Wo.
Wo. Wo. Oh, it's Wo. It's not Wo. It's Wo.
Yeah. Also hat er den Wo.
A lot of stop in there.
Kalor.
You find this boring?
Oh,
very.
Very.
How do you say stop the truck? Alright. Now how do you say shut the motor off?
Genesis.
Alright. Okay, let me go back on the other page now. That's just the other day. Now, pump the water. How do you say recap the barrels? This is step 5. We parked the car, we pumped the water, now we want to recap the barrel. How would you say that in Navajo?
Ado tosche bedanst etnis. Tosche bedanst etnis.
Tosche.
Bedanst etnis.
Bedanst
etnis.
Nicht je.
Nicht etnis. Bedanst etnis.
Nicht je. Okay, got it. Okay, can you describe capping the barrels in Navajo? You think that would be a logical thing to describe? Any good description on how to cap the barrels?
You screw the caps back on.
And that's just it, huh?
Just it.
Okay.
Anybody can figure it out.
How about shutting off the water valves? How do you say that in Navajo?
Tonzukis.
Two. Ne.
Jukis. It says shut the water off.
Alright. You want to shut the machine off just a second? Alright, so we've at the point in which, let's see. Alright, we've shut off the motor, right?
Yeah.
And that's it, right? Okay, now. We can start to talk about, let's take a look at the other activities first. Over to page one. Okay, hall water, we've talked about that. Now, can you describe how the lambs would be given to the mother? You know?
Well, first, when they're born, you know.
Wait a minute.
Da-da-da-da.
That'd be a winter activity, wouldn't it? Would that be only be a winter activity?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll include it in this average day, but we'll mark it that this is a winter activity only, providing that the sheep come into heat at the right time, and right?
Yeah.
All right.
Except in the winter time, it takes the sheep out all day. It's awful and boring.
Okay, so now we got winter activity only. How do we do it now?
Well,
first
when they're born, you put a collar on them, like a black string around their neck, and the mother the same thing, like it.
Ah.
If it's got twins, you make them all the same, and then if there's another one born, you put its mother around with a red string and the babies too. And you do that, then you get too many like that, you start putting it around their ankles.
Right.
And then you might start marking them with something, magic marker, if you run out of stuff like that, or else you could just mark them with a magic marker or paint. Put letters on them, what kind of shit, double O's,
Cheerios,
stuff like that, and that's how you could tell which belongs to which. And then when they're real little and they don't like their babies, you know, you get the mothers, and
so this is if the mother doesn't like the baby.
Yeah, see the one that has dead lambs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are still giving off milk. You put red strings around their neck to tell them that.
Oh, all right.
Put the catch them and have some lamb come over there and drink their milk.
So that'd be two, right?
Yeah. And do that until they all dry up. First, you catch the mother. Then you throw. You usually get two of them or one, then you throw them in the.
Alright, so.
Then you throw them into the pen. Then you go find the. See the lambs that all already be in a pen here.
Uh-huh.
Then you go pick out the lambs, find the lambs that belong to the mother, and then you go give it to them. Then some other ones stay. Then the other ones. If you know they like their lamb, mm-hmm. and they want it, they'll be bawling for it. You just let them go and they'll go find them. Find each other.
Go to the lamb pen. And get...
lamb.
Her lambs.
Marry her.
Okay. Get her lambs. And then you put them together in the nursing pen, right?
Yes. And then you could tie them up. Or something like that. And I don't know what he's gonna do this year, because there's liable to be a lot more lambs this year.
Oh, right?
Yeah. Because of the lambs last year, they surely wouldn't have babies this year.
Uh-huh.
So he increases every year with about 20 heads.
Well, he'll probably sell some of the lambs this year, won't he?
He usually does. Every year he sells around 20. Only the male, though, and some of the sheep that are... See, he always keeps his herd at one certain amount.
Mm.
Once they get too big, I mean, big enough for them to go on their own, he'll sell some of the poor ones or some of the fat ones for weight.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, and eats them, too.
change, so that, you know, it, and there's two choices here. So the ewe doesn't like the lamb. You have to tie the ewe up in the nursing pen. But if she likes the lamb, you may just turn the lamb loose in the big pen, right, and let the lamb and ewe come together, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the main sheep pen. Good enough. All right, now, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. We can start to...
Same with cattle, he'll have about two new calves each year.
And he'll sell them off.
He wouldn't sell, he's trying to
build a herd.
Increase them now.
I see, so he'll just let them increase.
He's trying to, once he gets up to a certain amount, then he'll sell them off each year.
Well, how many head of cattle would he like to have? 50, 100, or?
Oh, he'd love to have 200.
That many?
That many, but hardly very many Navajos around here have that many.
Yeah, could he get...
They're lucky if even they could get 40.
Yeah, how many head of cattle does he have now? About 10, right?
Yeah.
So he'd like to build it up even bigger, huh?
Yep.
But
he's kind of a greedy fellow.
What about the permits, though?
Huh?
What about the permits?
I know. Probably buy more. He likes that.
I see. You have to buy a permit from somebody, isn't it?
Yeah. He likes to get him like that, build up a herd, make him look like he's a rich Navajo.
Uh-huh.
And don't give any to his kids.
Don't give any away, huh?
Yeah.
I see. That's how you stay a rich Navajo.
I asked him to give me a horse and he never did, so I asked Grandma, he gave me one. So Grandma gave me the only horse she owned.
Houston?
Yeah, that was hers.
Okay.
And that was the only horse she owned. I asked him if I could have one of her horses.
I see.
If she ever gets any horses, she told me that I could have Houston.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa, I could never get something off him for free anyway.
Aha, I see. Well, that's interesting to know about Grandpa. Grandpa is a skinflint. We're making the poor guy out to be really much worse than he is.
Yeah, he's a miser. He's always taking out his money and counting it.
I wonder, though, if you'd been born, you know, back in 1902 or whenever he was born.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my dad. My dad was born in 1901. Yeah, my dad was born in 1900.
He was born in 1901.
Yeah. And I guess he'd been pretty poor, and you know, all his life.
Yeah.
And like, get a nickel, you know? It wasn't really that bad, but still, you know what I mean?
With inflation,
With inflation and things like that, it's really very... very hard to convince people to part with their money once they've lived all that long.
Something like Grandpa, the only thing he wants to get is to show he's rich, is buy turquoise and all that stuff and really show it off.
My dad wasn't a showy guy like that.
That's why he's got all those bracelets and necklaces, rings.
Mm. I see.
Hat stands.
So that other people will notice him.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a good start here. Why don't we shut this thing off? I'm gonna chop some wood. Alright, we're at the point of saying, well, you know, you told me several ways to mark lambs, right?
Yeah.
You know? So let's just start another thing for marking lambs. Just a little side notation, and you can give me each one of them in Navajo, okay? Each different way you can describe it in Navajo, okay?
Alright. Well, first...
Alright, method one, right?
Yeah.
That's tying the string, this would be tying the string around the carp?
Yeah, around their necks, legs.
Strings.
Yeah.
Around...
Or cloth. Cloth is what we use.
Necks.
Rip a piece off.
This is cloth.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm short of breath from this.
Oh. I'm going to get sick again because I ran.
No, you shouldn't run. The only reason I chopped wood because I had to, you know. See me sweat?
And the reason I ran was because there's nothing to do.
Well.
Tie cloth around.